Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the second day of March 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the U.S. Treasury, is going to be joining us to talk about government shutdown, what's happening with the union rebellions around the country, what's unfolding in the overall bond market. And he's also going to give us his take on the Middle East uprising spreading into North Africa and open talk of a U.S. invasion of Libya. Russian military is reporting that airstrikes in Libya did not take place against protesting crowds. Not that I'm a fan of Gaddafi, but the media told us 2 weeks ago that he'd fled to Venezuela. I mean, they may tell us tomorrow that he's escaped to Neverland in a hot air balloon. So we're going to be going over that. We're also going to get into Ben Bernanke's plan worked. What happens next? The Associated Press Act said. So what happens next? What is the next act in this play? Number one, Bernanke's plan worked for the bankers. It didn't work for the people. So we're going to be going over that and what's unfolding with the economy today as well. I barely had time to read it this morning, and I tend to not really cover news items that I'm in, but this really signifies that the establishment realizes that we can't be ignored any longer. Coming out on Friday, one of the biggest stories in this month's Rolling Stone, and it comes out this Friday. The article is now out, though I'm told it's even longer with some sidebars and other information in the physical magazine. Talk Radio's Alex Jones, the most paranoid man in America. I talked to the author. He's not happy with that headline. His headline was Alex Jones versus the New World Order. Hal Jones is trying to overthrow the global Stasi Borg state, one conspiracy theory at a time. And it's one of the fairest pieces that I've ever seen in mainstream news. So the writer did keep his word on the piece, though he did a few deceptive straw man oversimplifications dealing with world population reduction and things along those lines. Very interesting article out of Rolling Stone, Talk Radio's Alex Jones, the most paranoid man in America. And it is a powerful, long, 8-page article. It's about 4,500 words. The author wasn't happy to a certain degree because a lot of the context, he said, was taken out. It was 7,000-plus words long, but that's routine for magazines to cut things. Rolling Stone doesn't run 7,000-word articles. The longest are about 6,000. But it is he's not sure yet, but he believes it's going to be the longest article in this issue that has some pop person on the cover riding a rocket. But it'll certainly wake a lot of folks up and point them towards this radio broadcast. I didn't get any sleep, really, a couple hours on Sunday night. Didn't get any sleep, really, when I got back. If I stay up too late, then I can't go to sleep. So I was a little bit out of it yesterday. People probably couldn't tell. But I did get about 9 hours sleep last night. And it's almost like once you get sleep, you're a little bit dingy. But I'm here on the air today after that blitz in New York City, turning the lemons of the whole Charlie Sheen situation into lemonade. And we'll probably have a little bit more on that today. All the trials and tribulations of Charlie Sheen that is the biggest news story in the world right now. I mean, it's on every radio station, every newspaper, TV, all over the world, and it all started here. Very strange. We're also going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts again joins us coming up the third hour. We'll have open phones then. We have Dr. Joel Wallach joining us to get into mineral deficiencies. Well, we're going to open the phones up on the other side of this quick break, 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovine. My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the second day of March 2011. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us in the last 30 minutes of the transmission today to get into all the different things that are happening in the economy, the government shutdown that's looming, his take on the economy, oil, other commodities like gold and silver still rocketing upwards. That is all coming up today. Dr. Joel Wallach will also be joining us to get into health issues that are extremely important and mineral deficiencies in the second hour. But we will have open phones in the first and third hour today. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here out of the gates, I want to make an announcement. We had said that Monday was the deadline to have the answer to 1984, is 1776 video contest entries exposing the TSA, globalist takeover, the New World Order. You can do fiction, you can do nonfiction, video of activism. The sky's the limit. And I have to say, there is no doubt of the six or seven contests I've done in the last few years, this is the biggest response, the biggest effect, and the largest amount of entries. There is no doubt we're estimating around 1,500 video entries. 1,500. And normally we get a couple hundred, and it is more than we can chew. And normally it takes me a week or two longer to judge them and then announce the winner, and that's undoubtedly going to happen this time. I mean, you want me to be able to watch these. You want me to be able to post them all, at least, and go over them. And a lot of people's emails bounce sometimes. As long as your upload date is by Monday at midnight, as long as we get it by midnight tonight, you can send them to the contest entry email address that's on the different page entries where we've posted all the different videos and things that people produced. And we will do our very best to post all of the entries that basically follow the rules. And the only rule is you got to have Infowars.com on it somewhere in the video. So a lot of people submit videos that were made a year ago, 2 years ago, and they just don't even follow that basic rule. But we're going to be posting everything in more big rollouts. Every day we're posting scores of videos and flyers and activist materials that folks have produced. But it is a daunting task, but a very exciting task, and nevertheless, to get all of these entries posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then to be able to judge them. But I will announce, not this Friday, but next Friday, the winner, because it'll take days and days just to make sure we have all the videos, and then to go back over the different videos that have been turned into us, obviously. In fact, it gives me a headache just imagining it, but it's such a exciting activist tool. I mean, when you get 1,500 or more videos in, and I'd say the average video has got about 5,000 views right now, those will grow into the tens of thousands over time. Can you imagine the millions of people that are going to see these videos over the next few years that you have successfully flooded YouTube and other video sites with? I mean, it is just having a massive, unmeasurable activist effect on the web. So I salute all of you. You all win, regardless if you don't win the $7,000 for first place, $2,000 for second place, and $1,000 for third place. Now, the V for Victory campaign continues. That is a add-on, because Paul Watson had the idea of the Answer 1984-1776 contest. You won't be precluded from the contest if you have V for Victory symbols in your video. In fact, I think that's an added attribute, but it's not needed for you to be able to be the winner. So, again, that is coming up, but you've got until midnight tonight to get those into us if you haven't seen yours posted or haven't had a chance to get it into us yet. And so we've extended that a few days for you, as long as the upload date is this Monday, 2 days ago, or a day and a half ago. So that's the latest developments for you on that front. Okay, the news. The news. Talk Radio's Alex Jones, the most paranoid man in America. Hal Jones is trying to overthrow the global Stasi Borg state, one conspiracy theory at a time. This went out this morning. I started getting emails and messages concerning it. And it is one of the big featured stories in the it comes out twice a month. So this month's first issue, the first March issue of Rolling Stone, hits newsstands Friday. But the article that is overall one of the fairer ones I've seen, still got some straw man disinformation in it, is now out there for everyone. Talk Radio's Alex Jones, the most paranoid man in America. Really, I'm paranoid. I don't like the TSA now rolling out on the streets of America, putting their hands down our pants. TSA is looking at full body x-rays in the airports now. So is the Australian equivalent of the TSA. We talked about global financial meltdowns caused by derivatives more than 11 years ago. Now it's happened. We talked about the danger of military intervention in Libya. Now they're openly pushing for it. People, the media has this cliche that I'm paranoid. I mean, when I read the UN openly saying they want to establish a authoritarian world government, or when I read the Financial Times of London pushing a authoritarian world government and telling us how authoritarianism is good, or countless globalists saying we want green fascism, that's their word, not mine, and how great authoritarianism is, and they're putting telescreens up in 9,000 locations saying watch your neighbors, and the federal government's openly calling for an internet kill switch, the reason this radio broadcast and my videos and the other media systems we use are rising so fast is because we've got our finger on the pulse of the world. And we know the globalists inside and out, and we understand their program. And yes, it's shocking, it's frightening to know all of this is happening, but it's better to be able to know the threat is coming and meet it and face it down. Let me just run through some of the news headlines here for you today. Russian military reports airstrikes in Libya did not take place. Editor's note, the corporate media faithfully reads from the script provided by the government and the Pentagon. Remember, Saddam's aluminum tubes, WMDs, and babies thrown out of incubators. Remember, the Gulf of Tonkin. War invariably begins with lies. As the Nazi Goering knew, he said the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders, either through lies, fear, or both. The reports of Libya mobilizing its air force against its own people quickly spread around the world, kind of like they said Iran to Venezuela. However, Russia's military chief said they have been monitoring from space, and the pictures tell a different story. According to Al Jazeera and BBC, on February 21st, Libyan government inflicted airstrikes on Benghazi, the country's largest city, and on the capital of Tripoli. However, the Russian military monitoring the unrest via satellite from the very beginning says nothing of the sort was going on the ground. At this point, the Russian military is saying that as far as they're concerned, the attacks some media were reporting never occurred. These same sources in Russian military establishment say they are also monitoring the situation around Libya's oil pumping facilities. And here is a quote. The Libyan government has shut down the internet and phone lines, and the information war is underway. Although one of the most professional networks in the world, it has been cautioned that Al Jazeera is not a neutral actor. The Russian government said it is subordinate to the Emir of Qatar and the Qatar government, which is also an autocracy. By picking and choosing what to report, Al Jazeera's coverage of Libya is biased. This is evident when one studies Al Jazeera coverage of Bahrain, which has been restrained due to political ties with the leaders of Bahrain and Qatar. Reports by Al Jazeera and Libya, jets firing on protesters in Tripoli and the major cities are unverified and questionable. Here, too, the reports that Libya jets have been attacking people in the streets have not been verified. No visual evidence of the jet attacks has been shown, while visual confirmation about other events have been coming out of Libya. And it just goes on from there. Now, you did have paramilitary groups attacking military bases. And what do you think a military is going to do? What do you think if paramilitary groups attacked U.S. military bases? What would happen? What do you think would unfold? I'm again not defending Muammar Gaddafi. The point is, he didn't fly to Venezuela like we were told. That was the British government saying that, who previously controlled Libya before Gaddafi took over. They controlled through the puppet king there. They think they own those oil fields, just like they think they own the oil fields of Iran when they overthrew Mossadegh in 53. They were there previously there with Anglo-American Oil, now today known as British Petroleum. So that is some of the news on that front. Here's another report by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. Russian military claims Libyan airstrikes did not happen. The Russian military claims that the supposed airstrikes launched by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi against protesters last week did not happen, suggesting they were a key event seized upon by the global media to justify humanitarian military intervention was a contrived hoax. According to Russian Today correspondent, top officials and Russian Joint Chiefs of Staff monitoring images from space satellites have concluded some of the reports made by Western media are not entirely corresponding with the pictures they are getting. Specifically, the supposed airstrikes that took place February 22nd over Benghazi and Tripoli, which were widely reported by the BBC and Al Jazeera, were not registered by the Russian military chief studying the images coming in from the satellites. And then it has the quotes here. The pictures show that, quote, nothing of that sort has been going on the ground, states the reporter who talked to the Joint Chiefs, adding that there is also no evidence from footage shot by television cameras which would suggest that airborne attacks took place. Here's another one. CNBC, Libyan supply distribution could push oil to $130 a barrel. Echoes of Lindsay Williams 4 months ago here. Cameron backtracks on Libyan no-fly zone plan as U.S. distances itself. London Guardian, rebels fight Gaddafi forces over Libyan oil port. AP. More than 140,000 people flee Libya. Are we seeing the spark that's going to set off World War III?
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I thought I've done pretty good. It's been about 2 years since I've had a stomach virus. And my oldest daughter is at home sick today. Been throwing up all night. And I felt really bad when I went on air. I thought I was just tired. But I've definitely got a stomach virus. I was just in there tossing up my cookies. As they say, I'm going to try to stay here on air, but I'm definitely getting sicker by the minute. We're lining up Paul Watson, to come in and then try to move Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to earlier because there's all this news and information, that, really, really needs to be covered. But
I'm probably going to have to pull the ejection seat here pretty soon. So please stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. And my daughter was only a 24-hour deal. She was sick yesterday afternoon. She's a lot better this morning. So hopefully it's a 24-hour deal. I'll be back tomorrow here live with you. There's so much that I need to cover. Let me just continue here with the news. Libyan rebels are marching west as fronts firm. So they're saying that in the last 2 days, Gaddafi's forces launched out of Tripoli and several other cities have tried to retake areas and have been repulsed. The rebels have also tried to take new territory and they've been repulsed. So that's what they mean, using a World War I type term of the fronts firming, that both sides are basically now going into a stagnant, protracted position. And the globalists have always said that that's their plan. They want to break Libya into three parts, at least two parts, Iraq into four to six parts, Saudi Arabia into two to three parts, Egypt into two parts. That way a country never gets strong. And then you can have different rebel groups that you can demonize as terrorists and have a place to drop bombs and make money whenever you want. And it looks like that's where this is going. We've been hearing a lot of talk. It's confirmed U.S. aircraft carriers have now entered the waters in the area. They've now gone through the major Suez Canal area. And so the forces are massing there. And there's this continual drumbeat that is going on ad nauseum for U.S. forces, UN/NATO forces, to invade the eastern area of Libya that borders the already globalist-controlled Egypt and continue the domino effect into other areas of the Middle East. On the economic front, oil jumps above $100 a barrel. In futures, it's trading as high as $115.97. So we have those developments as well. But think about it. They're going to now try an invasion of Libya in the name of punishing Muammar Gaddafi for strafing crowds. It's probably not even true. And our supposed government has over 1,000 drones in Pakistan and Afghanistan bombing anyone and everyone and saying they can kill several hundred people who are innocent and that it's a good thing because it's collateral damage. And what is this overall triggering? It's an accelerating the increase in oil prices. The underpinning is a dollar devaluation, but now the big driver is destabilization, almost no oil or gas coming out of Libya. Saudi Arabians on Sunday promised to massively increase output as a way to stave off increases and try to keep stability, but now they're not able to produce at the levels they said they would. Libyan supply disruption could push oil to $130 a barrel, official says. Libya's troubles created the country's worst energy crisis in decades, and supply disruption to world markets could push oil above $130 a barrel in next month if troubles persist, chairman of Libya's National Oil Corporation told Reuters. He did not specify whether he was referring to Brent or U.S. sweet crude, and it goes on from there. As I mentioned earlier, I want to continue along this line. Cameron backtracks on Libya no-fly zone plan as U.S. distance itself. David Cameron's suggestion of establishing no-fly zone over Libya and arming rebels rejected by U.S. forces in France. Watson is going to come back in the next segment, joining us via video Skype from England. He'll continue to break down more than 140,000 people flee Libya, trying to go into Egypt, trying to go into Tunisia, trying to go into Italy, where they're already having riots over how many third world people are pouring into the country. Again, Libyan rebels march west as fronts firm as they try to mass forces for a big push towards Tripoli. Chavez says U.S. distorting situation in Libya to justify invasion. Well, that's true. We'll be right back. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up, Paul Watson coming up, and a lot more. And if I can get a little bit better, I'll be back with you as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear.
Wednesday, March 2nd edition.
I'm Paul Joseph Watson, the editor of PrisonPlanet.com, and I'll be filling in for Alex for the foreseeable future, for the rest of the hour at least, because obviously, as Alex explained before the break, he's very ill at the moment with a stomach bug. So, what's happening regarding the news? Well, of course, the top story this morning on PrisonPlanet.com was Russian military claims Libya airstrikes did not happen. Images from space suggest attack was contrived to create pretext for humanitarian military intervention. And in fact, if the board can queue up that clip from Russia Today and let me know when it's ready, then we'll go ahead and play that in a minute or so. Basically, top Russian military chiefs of staff have told Russia Today that the February 22nd supposed airstrike conducted by Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's forces over Benghazi and Tripoli, which of course were aggressively hyped by the likes of BBC News and Al Jazeera as a perfect pretext for a military intervention on, quote, humanitarian grounds, never in fact took place. They've got satellite imagery from space focused on Libya, and it's at the level supposedly where they can tell whether there's been an airborne attack, and the Russian military chiefs of staff are saying that no such attack took place. That's not to say that Gaddafi's regime is not using military airstrikes at the moment, and certainly over the last few days, because of course the fighting in the eastern region of the country has been fierce between the rebels and Gaddafi's forces. But of course, we were sold on the humanitarian intervention on the basis that Gaddafi had launched airstrikes against protesters on February 22nd last week. So they're saying that now there's no evidence that that actually happened. And you can argue that, well, it's Russia. Obviously, they're going to disagree with the official narrative because obviously you had the Russian Premier Medvedev come out and say that the Middle East wave of revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa is basically just going to cause a complete dislocation. And he's obviously taking an opposing view to the mass of the Western media, who are, of course, glorifying it all as a great organic expression of democracy. But as I pointed out in the article, even with a so-called humanitarian-led war, not to mention preemptive attacks, there's always a manipulation to justify it. Look back to the Iraqi incubator babies hoax, where Saddam Hussein's forces before the first Gulf War were accused of removing babies from their incubators in Kuwait and throwing them on the hospital floors, leaving them for dead. It turned out that that was a completely contrived, manufactured hoax cooked up by the American PR firm Hill and Knowlton in league with the Kuwaiti government in exile. Turned out to be a complete hoax. In fact, led by George H.W. Bush's former staffer, Craig Fuller, who was at the time tasked to, quote, devise a campaign to win American support for the war. So they cooked up this fake humanitarian crisis, manipulated the global population into feeling empathy for the supposed suffering that was taking place. It was all completely contrived. Again, Bill Clinton's attack on Serbia in the 90s was launched on this complete fabrication of the, quote, Serbian concentration camps. And if you go to view the video at the bottom of the article, and in fact, that's another good video clip to play on the show, if the guys can queue that up and tell me when it's ready. Basically, a British TV film crew, I believe it was from ITN, went to this Serbian relief camp where Bosnian refugees were housed, and they filmed them from inside a barbed wire pen. Now, it wasn't the refugees that were inside the barbed wire pen, it was the film crew. but they filmed through the barbed wire through to the outside where all the refugees are gathered. But then when they played the footage in later TV news reports, they gave the commentary that the Bosnian refugees were actually inside the barbed wire pen. So they made it appear as if they were incarcerated, imprisoned against their will, when in fact they were basically in a refugee camp. They were getting food and water. They were being treated completely humanely, as in the clip that we've got in the article, a Fox News and CNN correspondent who was there at the time testifies to. And we're going to go to that video right now.
In 1990, an age-old conflict in the Balkans erupted into civil war. A multi-sided and complicated overseas struggle was packaged by the mainstream media as a tidy melodrama. The predominantly Christian Serbs were cast as the villains. A key maneuver employed to demonize them involved a photo shoot.
The news has always been used to stampede our reason with a perception and emotion. When you're talking about war, you get those heart-tugging appeals to pity in particular. And we've seen that again using images.
Benjamin Works, president of the Strategic Issues Research Institute, is a military affairs analyst for Fox News and CNN. He recalls the emergency shelters set up by the Serbs to accommodate Bosnian refugees.
I remember very vividly seeing tours by the camp commander showing the mess hall, showing food that, you know, I wouldn't pay money for, but I'd gladly eat if it were free. And yet this was turned into a sensational story about concentration camps. And the propaganda twist on that came out of both the electronic media and the newspapers and very glaring covers on Time magazine and such.
Judgment, an independent expose, reveals how a British film crew photographed a Bosnian emergency shelter that looked like a Nazi concentration camp. The film crew positioned themselves inside a barbed wire enclosure to shoot out at refugees, who were free to come and go as they pleased. The camera zeroed in on a refugee whose emaciated appearance was the result of a birth defect.
We found that all of these allegations of a concentration camp were really frauds perpetrated by the reporters. And in fact, at least one, Roy Gutman, won a Pulitzer Prize for this kind of fabrication.
And the image that helped motivate American involvement in an overseas entanglement was a total fake.
So there you have it, the pretext for the bombing of Serbia based on a total fabrication, a total fake, a manipulation of basically people's emotion and people's empathy with human suffering, which is precisely what we see now with Libya. And of course, in that example, they filmed an emaciated guy who had a birth defect and tried to claim that his physical condition was a result of his mistreatment in this, quote, concentration camp, which was actually a refugee relief center. Now we're going to go to the Russia Today video, which talks about how the so-called airstrike on protesters launched by Gaddafi last week did not take place. So we go to this clip now.
Well, the reports of Libya mobilizing its air force against its own people spread quickly around the world. But Russia's military chief says that they've been monitoring from space, and the pictures tell a different story. Well, Artie Zadina Galushko can tell us more on this now. Zadina, what are they saying?
Well, Alex, at this point, we have information from Russia's joint staff who are saying that they have been monitoring the situation in Libya from space by satellites since the beginning of the unrest in the country. And according to them, some of the reports made by the Western media are not entirely corresponding to the pictures that they are getting. To be more precise, according to Al Jazeera and to BBC, on the 22nd of February, Libyan government has inflicted airstrikes on Benghazi, the biggest city in the country, and on Tripoli. And according to Russia's military, they have not registered any of those airstrikes. According to them, the pictures show that nothing of that sort has been going on the ground. Now, if we also focus on the pictures, on the footage that we've been getting from the country, we may be able to notice that there are absolutely no signs of any destruction inflicted by attacks from air or by Libyan Air Force in those pictures. So at this point, Russia's military is saying that as far as they're concerned, they have not seen any attacks, so they can pretty much make a judgment that those attacks, which the Western media has been reporting on, have not been made. Also, Russian military is also working in very close cooperation with Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they're monitoring not just the military situation, not just Tripoli and other cities in Libya. They're also paying very close attention to the oil extraction facilities, and they are keeping us up to date as to what is happening on the ground from space.
Okay, Arina, many thanks for the update. That was RT's Arina Galushka there reporting from.
You have Russia Today reporting on the fact that the top US military chiefs of staff say that the supposed airstrikes that launched this whole mass concern for humanitarian suffering from the same people who gave you Predator drone airstrikes that kill hundreds of people every month did in fact never take place. Can we believe the Russians? Well, we can certainly believe the fact that almost every one of these, quote, humanitarian wars has been contrived on fabricated purposes, tricked up shocks and outrages, many of which are manufactured by PR firms and, in fact, TV news crews, as we saw with the Serbian example. Latest news from Libya, more than 140,000 people flee Libya. Voice of America is reporting the United Nations Refugee Agency says over the past 10 days, more than 140,000 people have fled to Egypt and Tunisia from Libya. The UNHCR says tens of thousands of people are stuck at the borders and are in urgent need of help. So you've got the refugee crisis spiking. Of course, you've got oil shooting up close again, I believe, to $100 a barrel. And now we've got Governor Haley Barbour coming out and accusing the Obama administration of deliberately hiking energy costs for their green economy. CNN reporting Barbour, Obama's policies to drive up energy prices. CNN, with price of gasoline rising for the eighth consecutive day, Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour accused the Obama administration of hiking energy costs in an effort to promote alternative fuels. And of course, it's not really about alternative fuels, it's about Obama's new green surf economy. The fact is that alternative fuels like biofuels do very little to bridge the gap that any withdrawal of fossil fuels will create. And indeed, you know, a lot of environmentalists support these biofuels when in fact they're replacing endangered flora and fauna in many areas of the world, and also thereby directly impacting animal species which are threatened with extinction. So the very process that's supposed to save the planet is in fact killing the planet in many areas, because huge areas of forests are being cleared for the plantation of these biofuels, which are doing very little to fill the gap as, quote, an alternative fuel. Well, here Barbour's saying, quote, in 2008, $4 gasoline brought my state to its knees before Wall Street melted down, and we have blown through $3 a gallon on our way to $4. Barbour, a Republican who is seriously considering a White House bid, said Wednesday in a speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we don't need that where I am. But this administration's policies have been designed to drive up the cost of energy in the name of reducing pollution, in the name of making very expensive alternative fuels more economically competitive. Now, you also have to, I mean, Barbour's accusing Obama of deliberately driving up energy prices. We've been through the evidence over the past couple of weeks where these rolling blackouts, which were caused prompted by the cold weather, but which would not have been a problem unless the Obama administration and the EPA, through their enforcement of the carbon tax emission rulings, have not completely, almost completely bankrupted the coal industry and prevented dozens of new coal-fired plants from being built, specifically in the Texas area. So we've enunciated at length the fact that Obama's energy policy is causing blackouts and energy shortages, and now Haley Barber's pointing out that the Obama administration wants to hike costs of energy in an effort to promote alternative fuels. They're not concerned about promoting alternative fuels. They're only concerned about being the water carriers for the post-industrial revolution that the globalists want to ram through. And of course, the major tenet of that is this so-called green economy, which has nothing to do with saving the environment and everything to do with lowering living standards. The green economy in Spain has wrought absolute devastation on their economy, 20% unemployment. And the Obama administration is overseeing a similar process here over there in the United States. We'll be back with your calls on the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned and watch the live stream at prisonplanet.tv. Don't go away.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Kurt Nimmo headline on PrisonPlanet.com. New Hampshire moves to criminalize TSA grope down procedures. New Hampshire may soon criminalize the TSA's intrusive pat downs and naked body porno scanners as sexual assault. And we've got a clip from WMUR relating to this story, which we'll go ahead and roll now.
And first, let's point out that Boston-Manchester Regional Airport doesn't have any of those controversial body scanners, but the legislation is clear. If it's passed, pat-downs or use of technology to view certain body parts during random security screenings could put TSA agents in violation of New Hampshire law.
Call it what it is. It's sexual assault. Let's...
For backers of the bill, TSA pat-downs and body scans amount to a crime, and the agents who conduct the search are criminals.
Let's put their name on our sex offender registry, and maybe that will tell them, look, New Hampshire means business. That is a crime in this state, and we should charge them every single time.
It wasn't a large crowd in support of the bill to criminalize random pat-downs and body scans in New Hampshire, but the support was passionate.
Just tear the Constitution up and throw it away.
Concord's Darren Zapp says security procedures cost him a trip home for the holidays in December.
This time, the news is talking about enhanced pat-downs. I cried on the phone with my mother explaining that I did not wish to submit to enhanced pat-downs. There are people in Libya right now who have just
done
their job.
I'm not in Libya. I am in the United States.
His frustration bubbled over after the hearing when he confronted a member of the Criminal Justice Committee.
You do not have to go on a plane. That is your choice.
As for the TSA, officials won't comment on pending legislation, except to say that security checkpoints in airports are federal jurisdiction. And for some members of the Criminal Justice Committee, that's where the question should lie.
We have to understand that if things need to be changed, they have to be done at the federal level and not at the state level.
All right, now, some backers of the bill say the TSA needs to do away with random screenings altogether and instead search only those passengers who look or act suspicious. Of course, that could open up a whole new can of worms. Some might say that is exactly the definition of profiling. Reporting live, Josh McKelvin, WMUR.
So there we have it. And then we had one of the protesters being told, well, you don't have to get on an airplane, you don't have to fly. Oh, really? Well, how about walking down the street? How about getting in your car and going down the highway? How about taking a ride on the train? Just as the members of a tourist group did in when they were arriving in Savannah a few weeks ago. And, of course, we had the story out of AOL Travel News and the footage which went viral on YouTube, which shows the TSA harassing and searching passengers who were disembarking from their train. They weren't even getting on the train. They were trying to leave the train station. They were ordered to go through a TSA grope down procedure, including 2 9-year-old children. And after the fact, when the story went viral, when it got big, TSA blogger Bob, this individual who they routinely wheel out to explain away TSA abuses, came out and said that the individuals involved in the incident had a choice. They didn't have to enter the train station and that they could have avoided the Viper checkpoint pat down, grope down, which, in fact, as we learned, was a complete lie, a fabrication. The firefighter who was leading the tourist group said that as soon as they got off the train, they were swarmed by TSA thugs who ordered them to enter the train station to, quote, collect their luggage, even though their luggage was out on the platform of the train. So, again, TSA caught complete fabrications to cover up their abusive agenda and the fact that this Viper checkpoint was an unreasonable search and violated the Fourth Amendment. We'll be back to talk about it with your calls on the Alex Jones Show Live, prisonplanet.tv. Stay tuned.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.